4 years ago, a flu virus jumped from chickens to human beings in Hong Kong with deadly results. A new study finds that the killer virus was the result of a single genetic mutation. The ease with which a dangerous virus can emerge is unsettling to the scientists who are on watch for the next deadly global epidemic of the flu. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
More people lost their lives during the Spanish flu of 1918 than in all of World War I. And it's only a matter of time before another deadly flu virus like that starts to spread worldwide. Ask flu guru Robert Webster how well prepared we are for that inevitable moment, and you'll get a disquieting answer.
Not well prepared at all, I'm afraid.
Webster is at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. He says he's not talking about the predictable flu virus that will spread this coming winter or the routine annual flu that cycles year by year.
We're talking about the flu that comes out of left field.
For example, the flu virus that started a devastating plague in the chickens of Hong Kong 4 years ago then infected 18 people, killing six of them. Had that virus been able to spread from person to person, the results could have been disastrous. Now, there is a worldwide effort by public health officials to be on the lookout for these scary new flu strains, but Scott Lane at UCLA says this system could be a whole lot better if all the tools of modern biology were brought to bear. Lane says, imagine a global system to track the flu. It would start with health workers who would carry a dipstick, like a simple pregnancy test, that would rapidly identify people really suffering from the flu as opposed to, say, a bad cold.
And once you found a person who had flu, the dipstick would say yes. You would then have a little electronic device, like a Palm Pilot, for an example, where you would record how sick is the person, where are they located, where may have they picked up the infection.
Lane says that information could be sent over the internet to a huge central lab, which he and others are advocating as a potential linchpin for fighting the flu. Blood samples could be sent by overnight express, and the automated lab would pinpoint the strain of flu and even determine its precise genetic makeup.
It could literally test about 100,000 viruses a year. Right now, we only test maybe about 6,500, and not in as much detail as this lab would test. So it would really be a quantum leap in what we're able to do with flu.
This system could help public health officials quickly identify strains of flu that are unusual and worrisome, candidates for the next global pandemic. Lane says this vast amount of information could also help scientists develop better ways to cope with the influenza virus, a routine strain or a deadly one, through better vaccines or drugs.
For the first time, we have the technologies, we have a plan in order to dissect this virus as completely as possible and say, can we understand it?
One of the most impressive tools is called reverse genetics. Yoshi Kawoka from the University of Wisconsin in Madison and the University of Tokyo used that technique to discover the deadly mutation that turned the Hong Kong chicken virus into a killer flu. Kawoka reports that result in tomorrow's issue of Science.
This technique is great for basic research, but at the same time, this technique allows us to make live vaccines.
Genetically engineered flu vaccines, which could target the virus better and be produced more quickly than conventional vaccines. Better vaccines are great, says Robert Webster from Memphis, but unfortunately they aren't going to be the first line of defense against an unanticipated killer strain of the flu.
The great difficulty is after the appearance of a new pandemic, it takes toward 6 months to prepare a vaccine. And during that time, it's going to be necessary to have a stockpile of drugs.
Lots and lots of flu drugs, such as the recently approved products Relenza and Tamiflu. They don't cure the flu, but in the face of a pandemic, Webster says they'd certainly be better than nothing. At the moment, there is no global stockpile of these drugs, and there is no global lab processing 100,000 viruses a year for a simple reason.
It costs money.
Many millions of dollars. On the other hand, flu experts project that a deadly flu epidemic would cost not only many lives, but more than $1 billion. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.